Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I actually feel like, I think most people know, especially if they listen to the show by now, I've had just a crazy summer, you know. We moved into a new house. I've been getting the house ready to bring baby home. I've been doing daycare tours, like, all over the last 2 weeks, trying to find where I'm going to do childcare, which, by the way, is also going to make me poor. Because childcare is wildly expensive in this city. Yep. Yeah, and I think all over this country, childcare is very expensive.
Yeah, everywhere, not just Memphis. Everywhere.
Yeah. So to make a long story short here, I just feel like my summer's been consumed with so much other stuff. I know my lifestyle is going to change quite a bit when I have a kid. But a lot of people tell you that the preparation and all that goes into it could be almost more stressful than when you actually have the baby, because then it's all about the baby. And I'm just ready for a routine, man. Like, I'm ready to have a routine, ready to get my routine back. I haven't been writing a ton of Grizzly stuff recently. I've mentioned it here. I'm very excited, though. I have a very big project that I think I can tease, because I think it's going to be in the next, like, week and a half that it'll be out. And involves our star point guard here in Memphis.
Right.
So very, very excited for this one, for people to get to read this. It's consumed a lot of my time over the last 2 months, and I'm definitely looking forward to it.
So you're having the baby girl in December, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
I assume her name would be Kari Morant Hill. Do I have that correct?
No. And I'll tell you the name. We haven't been hiding the name, but I'm not going to say it on the air.
Okay. All right. No, that's good.
I'm not going to say it on the air, but I'll tell you off air, John, if you're curious to know what the name for the baby will be. But yeah, no, December baby, which is exciting. Shout out to the Grizzlies. Our baby shower has been planned for about 2 months. And they announced yesterday that the open practice will be right in the middle of the baby shower. So that's another thing.
Wow.
Just another thing added to the list. Baby shower is obviously a little bit more important, first baby. But thankfully, we will have Chris Harrington in town to do the open practice and all that. So,
awesome.
But yeah, life is crazy. Life is crazy right now.
All right, Drew, you've done a bunch of these media days now. What do you think? Give us your guess on the question that'll be most asked, whether it's you asking it or that scrum of folks, the question that'll be most asked of the Grizzlies at Media Day.
It's going to be to some effect of, where do you think this team stands now, you know, in the current picture of the Western Conference? Because, you know, the story last year was really, we don't know if Memphis is this team that was second in the West, or if they were this team that had this gap year, this fall off, and maybe they had been passed up. Well, I think we learned over the course of the season they were passed up a little bit by some of these other teams in the Western Conference. Now the chase becomes, how do you get back there? I think that's where most of the questions are going to center around. So like, what's it going to take for this team to get back to contending in the West? And I think there's going to be probably a lot of questions about the new pieces and new faces, especially to Ja and Jaren. They will certainly be asked a lot about, you know, how the restructuring of the team is going to set up, you know, their style of play and what they're going to do this season.
Yeah, and obviously we won't. I mean, they can say what they say. We won't know until it, you know, we see it on the court. But I asked Jessica Benson this, and I'll ask you because he was cleared this week or this last past month. Cedric Howard and sort of his significance to all of this, everything we're talking about, everything that's going to happen for this season. I mean, they took a gamble on a young guy again. It feels like this one really needs to pay off for them on this timeline.
Yeah, I think he's important to the team. I've asked around behind the scenes on Cedric just to try to get an idea of how he's played in some of these summer runs. And all indication that I've got is that he has looked good. There's sort of been the caveat of, like, he's going to be a rookie. We don't know exactly, you know, if he's going to pop right away. Like, he may not immediately jump into this lineup and look like he's a future star. But we think, you know, based on what we've seen, that there's still that potential, that window can be opened. I think that's all they really could have hoped for, right? You're taking a chance on a guy that was a little bit of a mystery in the draft. And so I think for a player like him, it's important to see promise. We don't have to go into the season and be like, he needs to be an immediate star. That would be an unfair expectation to place on him. But we want to see the potential for what Zach Kleiman said, a higher end outcome for this team by hitting on some of these young players. So far, everything that I've heard from behind the scenes on him has been mostly positive. So I think he's an important piece. But will he be like a star on opening night? I'm not so sure of that.
Drew, in terms of Isolo and, you know, his distribution of minutes, he's told us he will adjust if need be, but we know he'd like to play those main guys less if he can. That's certainly the way they started last year. And boy, were we all buzzing about the minutes played for Jaren Jackson Jr., for Ja Morant, seemingly low compared to the rest of the NBA stars. I'm just curious, do you think to start out, you know, this, do you think this team is deep enough for Isolo to be able to pull that off this season, or that will go more to what we see, you know, eventually, whether it's an adjustment or whatever, you know, go more to what we see with the rest of the league where your stars are having to play, you know, those typical minutes?
Yeah, I think that's a really great question, Jason, honestly. With Ja in particular, I think you have to feel pretty good about where the team stands from a point guard standpoint, with Ty Jerome being able to come in as a ball handler, with what Scottie Pippen's been able to do. The problem with Jaren is just that he's so versatile, and he can fit on literally, and any NBA team would love to have a player like him because he plays on both ends. He can defend multiple positions. He can play off the ball. You can give him the ball and let him go score. Like, his versatility is his biggest strength, but it's also the reason why he needs to be on the court as much as possible. And so I think maybe that's a little bit more challenging to do with a guy like Jaren. But with Ja, you know, I feel like the depth in the backcourt, as long as they're able to stay mostly healthy, should be enough to sustain and be able to limit some minutes. And like, look, I was just as frustrated as everybody else last season when the Grizzlies weren't using their star players and they were losing close games. And it felt like if you just left them out there for an extra 4 or 5 minutes, you probably would have won. But I do think that there is some level of management that needs to exist with Ja, right? We just know he has not been able to stay on the court.
Absolutely,
for
right.
A full season. Like, yeah. I'm okay with some of it, and I don't want the extreme, but with Ja in particular, I feel like we all should be okay with some of it. Like, they have got to find a way to keep him healthy going into the last half of the season and keep him on the court in general. Otherwise, you're going to end up in the same position you were last year, where you hit a point where you're sputtering because people aren't healthy and you don't have the depth to keep it up. So I think it's a little bit of, it's unique. It's different for Ja and Jaren,
yeah,
but
I agree.
I think they have enough.
We've talked about how difficult the West is. It got a little less difficult yesterday with the announcement of the torn ACL for Fred VanVleet. The Rockets were a team that, I mean, everybody loved their offseason. Most places had their offseason as the best offseason in the NBA, and now they really don't have a proven point guard. I'm not saying that you know, takes them from the two seed to the play-in or anything like that, but I do think it absolutely kind of brings them back to the pack a little bit without that. And Fred VanVleet's a great player. So if you're the Grizzlies, like, does this constitute as a break? Like, is this like a break the Grizzlies are catching here with the Rockets as a team that was clearly ahead of them that, you know, may not be as ahead of them as we thought?
I guess it's a break. I mean, the Grizzlies are competing against more than just Houston, and the West race is going to be really tight. So, you know, I don't know if that's, you know, if it's going to be enough to like bump them up in the standings significantly. You know, Houston's just one piece, and they also have a ton of other talent, by the way, but they have a real point guard problem. Like, what the heck are they going to do at point guard without Fred VanVleet? Are they just going to give KD the ball? Like, they don't have a ton of other options. We're all waiting to see what Reed Shepard's going to do. He looked great in summer league, but he hasn't proven anything on an NBA court. I think everybody liked him as a prospect. And that potential is still there for him, but he's unproven. So I think Houston has a pretty serious backcourt problem now without Fred VanVleet as an option. They just have so much other talent around them, you know, that you just trust that they'll figure it out, whether it's they're just giving the ball to Amen Thompson and just letting him go to the basket every single time or finding different ways to play through KD. I think that they'll have the right solutions, and I trust Ime Udoka will find them. But it's not insignificant. I definitely think it may take some tinkering for the Rockets to sort of get to their best level this year, because now they don't really have any dependable players in the backcourt.
In terms of the old guard in the West, right? Which one you got the most confidence in? Is it Golden State? Is it the Lakers? And I guess that's some of the new, because you've got, you know, new body. You've got new body Luka, and then I'd put the Clippers in that category because they're still trying to do it, you know, with Kawhi and with James Harden. Which one of those three do you think is the, in terms of, you know, standing in the West, the real threat, a contender? If it's, maybe it's more than one for you.
I think I trust the Clippers the most of that grouping. I think Golden State has sort of slowly moved in the wrong direction over the past few years. I don't think they've made enough changes to make me feel confident that's going to change. I think that the Lakers have a chance to be good, obviously, because they have Luka, and they did add some pieces around them. I don't know how much I trust like that DeAndre Ayton is going to fix their center problem, yeah. But I think that they have enough star power to carry them to be in the mix in the West. So I have something, but I think that the Clippers, just generally speaking, were solid all of last season. They were improved from a season before. I trust Ty Lue. Like, I think he's a very good coach. I know they have a lot of distraction right now with all this Kawhi stuff going on, but I think that the Clippers probably are the most trustworthy of those three. I don't know how you guys feel.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's Clippers for me. Yeah. I'm on the same page with you.
Yeah, I mean, I want to believe in the Luka magic, but man, like, they don't have much else. I mean, that's the problem. It's like, you look at their roster, like, you're banking on DeAndre Ayton and Marcus Smart finding that again. You know, I don't know. And then LeBron's kind of checked out. I don't think it would be the Lakers. That's for damn sure. We have not talked to you about the Memphis football game. You were there. You were watching it. You were in as much shock as everybody else, it felt like, just the way that game went. What do you think of this Memphis football team, Drew Hill?
That was impressive. They made every single play they needed to make at the death. You know, it felt like the game was over four times before Memphis won. I was screaming to let them score at the end of the game, and I still don't think I was wrong in that thought. I think they got kind of lucky. It was a great play. Don't get me wrong. Like, it was a great defensive play. They created their own fate. The guy punched the ball out. But even with Arkansas having a shaky kicker, that was a chip shot, man. Like, I probably would have let them score, especially you know, with Memphis's big playability, and they had just broken a big run right before that. I still think maybe I was right. but you know what I was laughing at was on Sunday, I was watching the Texans and Jags game, and the Texans actually did let the Jags score to get the ball back and did nothing with it. And I was like, well, you know what? The teams that actually tried to play defense towards the end of the game, they were all weekend, whether it was Memphis or it was the Browns or it was the Eagles. Every team that like just played the solid defense and just said, all right, we're going to just take our chances with a kick, and actually worked out for them. So yeah, I thought it was a great win for Memphis. I thought it was great for their program. It's definitely great for us as media in the city, because it opens up this new window to get to talk about this team as a potential college football playoff contender. I think Memphis's defensive line and their just ability to control the line of scrimmage is really going to carry them this season. And it actually gives me more confidence than maybe past years in the American that this is a team that can sort of get through the conference and win games, because I think they're going to be able to grind games out. I think the secondary is not exactly trustworthy. At one point I said, why is Arkansas even running the ball? Like every time they were throwing it, they were getting 15 yards, and then they try to run, and Memphis's defensive line was just pushing them back every single time into third and long. So I think the secondary might need a little work still, but I think that their defensive line and their ability to sort of play up front is going to ensure that they're going to at the very least be in every single one of these American games, and will have the chance to sort of run away from most of these teams. So I feel really good. I feel really good about the Tigers. I felt good about the Tigers going into that Arkansas game. I think I feel even better now.
Well, how are you feeling about Bama? I think last time I asked you about them, you were licking your wounds after that loss to Florida State. You've won two since then. Got a big one against Georgia. How are you feeling?
I'm of two minds. They've looked like a totally different team since that Florida State game.
Yeah.
Like, and Ty Simpson has been one of the most efficient quarterbacks in the country. Now, they played against two bad teams, and we saw how bad Wisconsin is. My word, they are just miserable. But I think that there's a level of confidence that exists in, like, let's be honest, Alabama is the boogeyman to Georgia. They're 9-1 against Georgia in the last 10. Like, even when Georgia is at peak form, it's been all Bama. And so I think you have to think about that as you go into this game, whether it's DeBoer or Saban. Like, DeBoer got him last year. So that certainly makes me feel good about this game. Where I worry about the game is simply that, you know, it is in Georgia, and if you look at the home and road splits for Kalen DeBoer and this Alabama team, they have not been very good on the road. And so I think that there's the chance that, you know, you get another no-show. And if that happens, then obviously Georgia has the ability to make it ugly. But I don't think that the teams are, especially after I watched most of the Tennessee-Georgia game, like I don't think talent-wise they're too far off. I expect a competitive game as long as we get the Alabama the last 2 weeks and not the Alabama that we saw in week one.
That, I got to ask you that. I mean, that Caleb performance, was that more about, you know, Ben Johnson finally getting through and we're seeing development, or was that because you were going against a Dallas defense that might be the worst in the league? Now, which one more?
It's a little bit of both. Okay. It's a little bit of both. But listen, like, I'm not going to sit here and apologize for Caleb Williams playing good football.
Oh, me either.
Because if you go look, like, listen, I'm going to do something that's going to sound crazy. I'm going to ignore maybe the stats that matter, which is wins and losses, for a second. I, like, people tell me Jordan Love is good, and then they tell me that Caleb Williams stinks. That's what I see on the internet all the time. But if you compare the two quarterbacks, they don't look a whole lot different, you know. And I will say about Caleb, like, he has not had one of those disaster games in a while where he's throwing a bunch of interceptions, right, and, like, that's the problem.
Right.
I'm seeing growth, and I don't care if they're playing the Cowboys or someone else. That is important to this team. I think Ben's got them going in the right direction. I think that the play calling is exponentially better than it was a season ago.
Oh, yeah.
I think that it's just it's all sort of coming into place. And just when I was about to be out on Caleb because he had a rough second half against Minnesota, I think maybe that was just Minnesota's defense really good. And I expect that he'll play well, you know, the rest of the season. I think we're going to start thinking about Caleb Williams not as somebody who's got the talent but needs to put together, but as somebody who's right there on the fringe of the top 10 quarterbacks in the league knocking on the door by the end of the year. I think that's where we'll see Caleb.
Most definitely.
That is my hope.
Hey, Drew, thanks for the time as always,
brother.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks, guys. Yep. See ya.
Here's Drew Hill, covers the Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian. Media Day Monday will be out there as a station. The station will be out there, so make sure you stay tuned for that. We'll come back, wrap this up. Jason and John, on Detroit FM, ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.